Chapter 8. Oh, brother.
Brianna, the king calls. You're up. Come see what we got.
Don't say anything to them about what happened. Got it? Brianna whispers to Jonah and me as we follow her to meet her parents.
How come? Jonah asks.
Because they'll freak out. They're still really upset about the curse. That's why they're so obsessed with buying kitchen stuff. They're mad at themselves for not having enough plates and not inviting all the fairies. So just don't say anything. Promise?
Promise, we say as we approach the front door of the palace where the king and queen are standing. The queen and king give Brie a big hug. Up close, I can see that Brie has her mom's blonde hair and upturned nose, but she has her dad's dark blue eyes and pink cheeks.
We missed you at the yard sale, the king says in a booming voice. Are you feeling better?
Brie nods. Much. I invited some friends over to keep me company.
She gestures to Jonah and me. They're commoners. Gee, thanks.
Would they like to come inside for some tea? The queen asks, motioning toward the door.
Do you have any soda?
Jonah asks. I elbow him in the side. No soda. I mean, no pop.
Fine, he grumbles. Milk?
Of course, the queen says and enters the palace. Inside, it's cool and still smells like roses. My nose is not getting used to the rose scent, and I hope it never does.
The floors are covered in different rugs. Every inch of wall space is covered in paintings, large and small. Every surface is covered in vases filled with bouquets of different colored roses and bowls filled with rose potpourri. There are also large candles everywhere.
Wow, Jonah says, you guys have a lot of stuff.
Yes, we do, the queen cheers. Do you like the new rug we got last week? She points to a white rug under a coffee table. Isn't it grand?
I'm not sure if grand is the word I'd use. More like shaggy. But I nod anyway. I'm not sure how, but the room looks funky. It has style.
Seeing all this stuff reminds me that we have 3 tasks, not 2, to get done. Yes, we have to wake up Robin and put Brie to sleep, but we also have to find the enchanted object that will take us home. Sometimes it's a mirror, but sometimes it's a chimney or a cauldron. This palace is crammed with stuff. The object could be anything. Since it's probably already about 2 o'clock, and if we want to be home by 9:30 before our parents start to wonder about us, we have only 7.5 hours to find it, although usually the portal pops up when we're ready to go. My heart rate speeds up. So much to do, so little time. Usually we're in these fairy tales for a few days at least, and we have only 2 tasks. This time, we have only a few hours, and we have 3 tasks. We need to get this show on the road. We need to get Bree's brother to Robin in the Tower. Where is Felix? The king and queen lead us into the royal dining room. Royal servants come in carrying trays of pastries, a large pot of tea, and milk. The pastries are really pretty. One is a tower of fluff and almonds and raspberry drizzle. It will be hard not to get distracted. We all sit down at the table. I make sure to put my napkin on my lap and motion for Jonah to do the same. My brother downs a cup of milk and then grabs a chocolate scone. I take a pastry, then another. Traveling to fairy tales makes me hungry. Are you two going to take a nap? The queen asks me, sipping elegantly from her teacup.
A nap? No, we're too old to nap, I say, but then I realize that she's looking at our outfits. We're wearing our pajamas. Why am I always wearing pajamas whenever I meet royalty? It's so embarrassing. Having a pair of shoes on wouldn't be so terrible either. A large crash comes from another room.
Felix! The queen hollers, what are you doing?
It wasn't me,
a squeaky voice yells back.
The king and queen both laugh. Bree rolls her eyes. It was so him. Felix dashes through the room and smacks right into the table.
Not me again!
He cries. Up close, he looks exactly like the king, but little. Same dark blue eyes and spiky hair.
Stay where we can see you,
the king orders.
Look at me!
Felix calls and launches himself into a cartwheel and then into a side table. A vase of roses plummets to the floor. He straightens up, yells,
Girls are gross!
And pinches his sister's arm.
Ouch! Mom, did you see that?
Bree calls out.
See what?
The queen asks.
Isn't your brother adorable?
He does not seem so adorable. He seems more like a little monster. I almost expect to see skid marks on the floor. He runs around the room a few more times before crawling into an empty chair. We all munch silently. Raspberry almond fluff pastries are good. Next time I have a sleepover, I'm making these instead of s'mores. After a few minutes, the queen folds her napkin and places it on the table.
Bree, keep an eye on your brother.
Then the royal couple wave to us and head off to another room. Felix pops out of his chair and marches over to Jonah.
Who are you?
He demands.
I'm Jonah, my brother says, giving the little boy a smile.
Felix narrows his eyes.
I don't like to share. Are you going to take my toys?
Jonah's smile falters. No.
Play with me!
Felix pokes Jonah in the side with his wooden spoon.
You have to play with me!
Jonah scoots his chair sideways.
Stop it!
Bree crosses her arms.
Felix, we need your help with something in the West Tower.
Felix grabs an unlit candle off the table and lies face down on the ground.
No!
Come on, Felix, Bree says with a sigh. Please?
No!
He turns his head toward us and sticks out his tongue. Now what? I can't believe I thought Jonah was annoying. Felix is 100 times more annoying, and I've known him for only 5 minutes.
Pretty please with a cherry on top? I ask, my voice sweeter than raspberry drizzle.
Felix flips onto his back and balances the candle on his little feet.
What will you give me?
Excuse me? What nerve this little boy has. Then I add, you may want to be careful with that candle. I can't help it. Once a big sister, always a big sister. Felix ignores me and tries balancing the candle with only 1 foot.
You want me to come with you? Sounds like you need me. So what do I get?
Bree stands up and grabs the candle off his foot.
What do you want?
He points to Jonah.
I want him to give me a horseyback ride to the tower.
You mean piggyback? I ask, when you carry someone on your back? Felix stomps his feet.
Horseyback! Horseyback!
Same thing, Bree says with a nod.
Fine,
Jonah says with a shrug. He stands up.
Horseyback does make more sense if you think about it.
Felix jumps up and onto Jonah's back in about 3 seconds flat. Then he hits my brother on the head with his spoon.
Go, horsey, go!
Jonah frowns but obeys. Giddy up.